So what have you been looking for in this research you've been doing?
We've been looking for different ways of representing geophysical phenomena in music. Weather, climate, could be volcanoes, earthquakes, sea ice, it could be any of those things. We've been to a karaoke database on the internet with thousands of songs in it, lyrics, and we've done keyword searches for terms like rain, storm, wind, sun, hurricane, and just done an analysis of the different ways in which the bad and the good weather types have been represented in pop music going back to the 1950s.
So can you give me an example of a good pop song that has a textbook climate reference in the lyrics?
I mean, Bob Dylan was prolific in this area.
It's a hard rain's gonna fall.
And also the Beatles were very prolific as well. Those were the two, kind of the top two weather representation songwriters that we came across. My personal favourite is Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie. I'm an atmospheric scientist, so I deal with pressure all of the time, and that's one of my favourites.
And so what kind of patterns did you find?
One of the main findings was that the most popular kind of weather to represent is the bad weather.
Maybe not surprising, huh?
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of a convenient emotional device to talk about storms and wind and rain and kind of connect it to the emotions that a person might be feeling in the song. References to good weather, like sunny conditions, rainbows, were very rare, hardly ever mentioned in pop music, it turns out.
As storm seasons get longer and individual storms get more intense because of climate change, are you expecting to see more songs with climate references and weather references? Or are we already seeing that?
I think it's too early to say that we've seen it already. What we have seen, though, is that there is a match between weather conditions and pop songs representing weather. So the 1950s and 60s were very stormy. There were lots of hurricanes in the US, and we absolutely see that in the songs that were written at the time. And then the two-decade period following the 50s and 60s, 70s and 80s, was much quieter in meteorological terms, and we see that in the lyrics and the music. So there does seem to be a link, and you're absolutely right. As the climate changes going forward in time, we might well see more songs referring to extreme severe weather, hurricanes, storms. We'll have to wait and see.
And so for you, is that kind of, as a scientist, is that something that you kind of hope for?
It would be nice to see it. I mean, I'm used to dealing with scientific records of weather and climate, like ice cores and marine sediment cores contain a record of the climate going back hundreds of thousands of years. It's kind of neat that pop songs and classical music also contain a kind of record too. I'm not saying it necessarily can be used for scientific analysis, but it's interesting that it's there.
You're a legit research scientist. Your background is in meteorology, atmospheric sciences. So how did you get to studying music?
I'm an amateur musician, so I've been playing the piano all my life. I used to sing in a choir. But you're right, I'm a professional scientist. So I run simulations, usually of atmospheric turbulence, especially the kind of turbulence that affects airplanes. I have a theory that airplane rides are becoming bumpier as the climate changes, and that's because of changes in the jet stream. So that's my day job. This is 99% of my time. The thing is, I've been getting a bit frustrated recently that the science that I do into atmospheric turbulence is not really connecting with people on an emotional level. It's not moving people. And that's because science and the scientific method kind of strips away all of the emotional content. Scientists have to be detached and objective. And so music for me is a novel way of trying to reestablish an emotional connection with the audience.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.